We're going to break from our usual discussion about the Parsha. Last week I was looking at something else, and I happened to notice, while reading an article about a different topic, that a historical anniversary, a 100th anniversary, is coming up within this month. And that is the 100th anniversary of the first recognized bas mitzvah, or bat mitzvah, depending on your pronunciation, in America. And I thought, you know, we're 100 years out from a momentous event. We'll talk about the history of that in a moment. And I think it's a good time to review, because we're definitely not going to find it in the Parshios anywhere. The discussion of the Bas Mitzvah celebration, some of the particulars, the machlokas amongst the poskim, whether it was a proper thing, an improper thing to do, and what it looks like today. So where we came from, where we are, and perhaps where we're going as well. The story is, and this is according to all accounts, that on Saturday morning, March 18th, 1922, I know we're a month away from March 18th, but just based on the scheduling of holidays and Purim and things like that, I'm not going to get a chance to talk about it until now. So this will be our commemoration of the 100th anniversary. So a 12-year-old Judith Kaplan, the daughter of Rabbi Mordechai Kaplan, who is the founder of Reconstructionist Judaism, had a bas mitzvah celebration in her father's temple, synagogue, the Society for Advancement of Judaism in New York City. And that was written up in the news, and there was all types of discussions. What she did, how she did it, is not so important for right now, but it is the first recorded, as far as I know, bas mitzvah observance in the United States of America. And certainly in our community, we are not observing the bas mitzvah in the way that Judith Kaplan did in her time in 1922 on March 18th, but there did certainly set a foundation of discussion regarding how we commemorate or don't commemorate when a young woman becomes a chayv in mitzvahs at the age of 12. Our discussion for right now is not the particulars of the age of 12, or how do we know that that's the age to become chayv in mitzvahs. That is a machlokas amongst the Rishonim, why it is that the ages of 12 and 13 are significant. The Tshuvas HaRosh says that the ages of 12 and 13 for Bar Bas Mitzvah is a halacha Moshe Mei Sinai, a tradition that comes down from Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, because it's a measurement. It's a measurement of age, and all measurements, whether it's a revius, a tefach, an amma, a mil, whatever it is you're measuring, are all halacha Moshe Mei Sinai, says the Rosh, and therefore this is no different than any other number in Judaism. The Levush says it has to do with the signs of physical maturity and puberty. Rashi and Pirkei Avos says it has to do with the Pasuk when Levi and Shimon went to wipe out the people of Shechem, however old Levi was at that time. All different types of reason. But again, the Jewish people have settled, and this is the halacha, that the age of 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl is the age in which they become chayv in mitzvos. Before we get to the particulars of whether bas mitzvah celebrations are right, wrong, or indifferent. So first let's talk about the issue of the brach of Baruch Shepatrani Me'onshel Shelzeh. So you have here on the sources in front of you the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and Perek Samech Gimel says Amar Rabbi Yozer Tzarech Adam Litapil B'Noah Yid Gimel Shana. A person has to be involved in his child's education, growth, well-being until the age of 13. Mikan ve'elech, from that point forward, Tzarech Shomer, he has to say, Baruch Shepatroni Me'onshel Shelzeh, Baruch Hashem, that I am putter from the punishments of this one. And this is what has been recited at bar mitzvahs for many, many centuries. This is Sa'id the Halacha by the Ramah in Or HaChaim and Siman Reish Chav Hei. And he adds that it should be said without Hashem's name. The Divrei Chamudos on the Rush says that because it's only a Medrash and it's not a Gemara, it's only said without Hashem's name. We're generally wary of saying brachos that don't appear in the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah cites, the Vilna Gaon says it should be said with Hashem's name, but the Minhag in almost all communities is to say Baruch Shepatroni Me'onshel Shelzeh without Hashem's name. The Prima Gadim asks there in Shulchan Aruch, why is the Minhag that we don't make this brachos for the daughter who turns Bas Mitzvah? Boys and girls both receive onesh, they both receive punishment once they return Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So why shouldn't the father also making a bracha for the daughter when she reaches the age of mitzvos and now she's responsible for herself? So the Prima Gadim says that if this is a din, this is a halacha in chinuch, the mitzvah of educating our children, there are not that many mitzvos that we are mechanech young women in. Therefore, there's no place for this bracha when it comes to young women. Because for a young woman, whatever she was doing before her bas mitzvah, she's going to continue to do afterwards. Nothing necessarily changed as well. The Ketzos HaShulchan says, reciting the Radal in this Medrash, that this is a din in Talmud Torah. There's no chiyuv Talmud Torah for women, and therefore that's why she doesn't make the, we don't make the bracha on the girl. The Kaf HaChaim says that in the past, the woman was supported by her father and under his supervision until she got married, and therefore the father was never really absolved of his responsibilities for the daughter. In the olden days, the boy turned bar mitzvah, so they sent him out to yeshiva to get a job, and that was it. You never saw him again. But the girl stayed at home under the protection of her parents until she got married, and therefore the father was really never out of the picture. In addition, he talks about mazalos and something like Kabbalah and constellations, that she's connected to her husband, not her father, the type of explanation we're not going to get into right now. And Rav Meir Steinberg writes in Likutei Meir that the minhag was never developed to say this bracha for girls, because there was no public gathering or event to recite the bracha for girls to do it. And that's going to tie into why is no public gathering, why is there no event in classical Judaism for the celebration of a girl when she turns bas mitzvah. Rav Meshulam Roth in the Tshuvas Kol Mevaser says the same thing as well in Chelek Basin and Mem Dalad, as does the Halichos Bas Yisrael. However, for Sfardim, they follow Rav Avad Yosef in the Abia Omer in Chelek Vav, and Rav Chaim Simon Chavtes, who says that it is proper to say the bracha of Baruch Shabbatron Mansho Shalzeh for the daughter who turns Bas Mitzvah without Hashem's name. This is repeated in the Alka Yosef, and it's also the opinion of Rav Yitzhak Nisim, the Rishon Letzion, the Sephardic Chief Rabbi of Israel. Good. Now let's proceed to the discussion of the Bas Mitzvah celebration itself. Where is the idea of celebrating turning the age of Mitzvos at all anyway? So that is a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Alf. The Gemara in Kedushin, and repeated in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Zayin, says that Rav Yosef, who was blind, said that if he were to find out that a blind person was chayev in mitzvahs, responsible to follow the mitzvahs, he would make a sudas mitzvah, a celebration for finding out that he was now responsible mitzvahs. So it was very important to him to be chayev in mitzvahs. We know that if you're chayev in a mitzvah, you get more schar, more reward than somebody who's not chayev in a mitzvah, and therefore that deserved a party. Based on this, the Yamashel Shlomo Rosh Hashanah Luria, the author of the magnum opus on Shas and Halacha, cousin of the Ramah, Rav in Lublin in the 1500s. So he writes in Bava Kamma and Siman Lamed Zayin that a sudas mitzvah for turning bar mitzvah is a great example of this concept, because it's a celebration of being mekabel al mitzvos, accepting upon oneself the yoke, the responsibility of mitzvos. The Machasis HaShekel, there in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Siman Reish Chaf Hei, says that a sudas bar mitzvah is about celebrating the completion of the father's mitzvah of chinuch for his son, no different than a siyam masechta, he says. If I make a siyam when I finish, you know, maseches chagiga, then why wouldn't I make a party when I finish the mitzvah of educating my child as well? The Ben Ish Chai writes in Shana Aleph in Parshas Re'eh, in Os Yud Zayin, everybody sees in front of them, v'gam habas, b'yom shetikanes b'chi of mitzvos, the girl when she becomes the age of mitzvos, af pishalo nagu lasos la suda, even though we do not have a custom to make a suda, a party for the girl, and this is talking about Baghdad in the turn of the 20th century, im kol zeh, tiyeh simcha osu hayom, it's still a rejoicing day, v'tilbosh b'gdei Shabbos, she should put on Shabbos clothing, nice clothing, on the day of her bas mitzvah, v'im yesh la'al yada tilbash beged chadash, if she's able to afford, she should buy new clothing, v'tavarach shechiyanu, so she can make a shechiyanu on the new clothing and cover the bracha for turning bas mitzvah that day, v'techavein gam al knisas alba mitzvos, and have in mind her entrance to the responsibility of mitzvos. The Ben Ish Chai recognizes the importance of commemorating a bas mitzvah, but says that the minhag in Baghdad was not to make a suda. So now we're going to go through multiple opinions regarding the history and the understanding of should there be a bas mitzvah celebration, a bas mitzvah party. Let's begin with those who are against it. The first is Rav Aaron Walkin. Rav Aaron Walkin was asked by Rav Tzvi Ferber. Rav Tzvi Ferber was the Rav of London, whether it was proper to have a bas mitzvah celebration. He replied, on Yud Zayin Adar Sheni, which is close to, which is, you know, close to today, we're just a month away, but Yud Zayin Adar Sheni, Tuf Resh Pei Beis, that is March 21st, 1927. So that is 5 years after Judith Kaplan had her bas mitzvah. So I would guess that the reverberations in America had made its way across the pond to England, and there was the discussion of having bas mitzvah celebrations there. So in the Teshuvas Zaken Aaron, Chelek Aleph Simen Vav, he says as follows. He says, Va'acharon hikbid ma shirotzim lahakil kehilos anashim v'nashim. I am a bit upset about the fact that they want to gather together men and women, bacharim besulos, young and old, lachog chagigas habagrus l'na'arus, to have a celebration for turning bas mitzvah. L'vat shekol tamei ha'pritzus it could be an issue of priests. It's inappropriate to get together to have these gatherings of all the men and women together. He says the issue is, it is chukas ha-gaim. And that's going to be the main contention in this point. It is mimicking the ways of the non-Jews. Rasha Yisrael ha-reformer, and it's copying the reform movement, says Rabbi Aaron Walkin. We know that the source of the bas mitzvah celebration is coming from America and the reform movement. And I'm not going to copy anything that's going to come from the reform movement. There are many, many isurim that come involved with mimicking non-Jewish practices or practices that come from non-Jewish sources. To not walk in the path of their methods. Who ever heard of such a thing? A bas mitzvah celebration for a girl. We shouldn't change from our customs. Even if you're going to tell me it's not technically usur, this is coming from a place that makes me uncomfortable. Walking in the ways of the non-Jews is not such a simple thing. Avizrida avodazara, it's a form of avodazara, mishum chokasem losolechu. Avizrida arayus, and also again, the gathering of men and women together could be inappropriate, and therefore he is very much against the practice of the bas mitzvah in 1927. This is later addressed in America for the first time by Rav Moshe Feinstein. In Igosh Moshe Orachaim Chelek Al Simen Kuf Dalet, again, and Orachaim Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Lamed, again, Orachaim Simen Beis Simen Tzadi Zayin, and again, in Orachaim Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Vav. Four times Rav Moshe is asked to address the issues of Bas Mitzvah, and he does not back down. The last Shuva, just as a fun historical fact, is to Rav Meir Kahana about Bas Mitzvah as well, and he was the rabbi in Brooklyn. I forgot what shul, but I'm sure somebody here can tell me where he was the rabbi in Brooklyn. But he addresses this issue multiple times. So let's read together exactly what is upsetting Rav Moshe Feinstein about the bas mitzvah party. So you want to have a bas mitzvah party. Definitely not in shul. Aflo balayla, even if it's going to be at night. Because the shul, and it's most likely Rav Moshe here is referring to the sanctuary of the shul, is not a place to have mundane things. Even if the shul is built on condition that you were going to do things in the shul that weren't only davening and learning, ceremonia, and this ceremony shall bas mitzvah hu vadai rak divrei rishus. It is only a secular, mundane thing, not a mitzvah. V'hevel ba'alma, a waste of time. V'ein shemakom lahatzer la'asosa v'veis haknesses. I will not allow it to happen in the sanctuary of a shul. V'kol shekein, and says Rav Moshe, b'zeh shamakor ba mahareformer v'haconservator. It comes from reform and conservative Judaism to have a bas mitzvah party, and I will not allow it. V'rakim rotza av la'asos eze simcha v'beis harashai. He says, if you want to have something small in the house, aval ze'ein shem inyan. But he says, I'm just letting you know, it's not a thing. V'smach l'hachshiv zed davar mitzvah sudas mitzvah. It's not a sudas mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah celebration. Ki urak k'simcha shal yom huledes v'alma. It's just a birthday party, which again, I guess we see from Moshe, birthday parties are allowed, because he doesn't have a problem with that. But he says you shouldn't view it as more than turning 12 years old and having a birthday party. V'yashar chayli ha'yisi mevatzim minaseinu. And he said, this is a great line. He says, and if I would have had the strength and I could, I would remove in our country gam seder bar mitzvah shabbatim. I get rid of bar mitzvah parties also. K'sheyadua lo heviz shum ish lekaro l'torah mitzvah. He says there's not been a single person through their bar mitzvah party in the history of the world who has become closer to Torah mitzvahs because of a bar mitzvah party. V'aflo es ha-bar mitzvah aflo l'sha'echas, not even for 1 hour. V'adarabba, b'harbe mekomos meivizeh l'chol Shabbos, v'od yisurim, l'itz l'chol Shabbos, you know, because the uncles, the aunts, the cousins are driving to shul on Shabbos, and other yisurim. Rav Moshe is writing at a time where in America, in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, you had a bar mitzvah, and that was it. You checked out. You didn't come back to Sunday school again, and that was the end of the discussion. So the whole idea of just, you have a party, there's no religious significance, it doesn't enhance anyone's Yiras Shemayim, the whole thing makes him uncomfortable. Al-Kopanim, Ashikvar, Hunag, Popo, Vagam, Bezeb, Mamiakar, Mitzvah, Kashalavatel. He says, okay, there's already bar mitzvah parties, and it does, based on an old source, he says, I can't uproot it. Avalachadesh, Zeb, Benos. To start a whole new thing with girls, Shu below Makar Mitzvah Kal, which has no mitzvah at all, Af Babais, Vadaya, Usr, Yosr, Tob, Lemnoa, Af, the Shalek Isser. He says, even the house, I'm not going to tell you it's Usr to have, you know, some kichel, some herring, and some schnapps in the house. But he says, honestly, I don't think it's any. There's any benefit to it. To use the shul, he says, 100% usser. He then writes in another place as well. So he says somebody's writing to Ramosha asking, well, "What's the harm?" Fine, meaning why not though? If a boy turns bar mitzvah. And he's 13, and he's become a chayv mitzvah, and there's a sudas mitzvah there. So why is it when a girl, who also becomes chayv mitzvah, and responsible to keep the Torah, why is she not entitled to a sudas mitzvah as well? So Ramosha says, Mishum de'ein nikar chiluk bebas, lemaisa b'mashinasis gedola, yoser mikatnusa. Ramosha explains. He says, when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, there's a dramatic change in the way he conducts himself publicly. He's chayv in tefillin. He makes a zimun for benching. He makes a minyan in shul. There are marked outward physical differences in the way he becomes chayv mitzvos. He says, "V'lav davka ben shenikar tuvel shemaisa mitzarfen oso chodaver shibay minyan asar minyan shlosha." V'yadia ba'alma kashlo nikar lemaisa ein osin suda l'simcha asher esem yesh b'zeh osin simcha mamish. He says, just the when a girl becomes bas mitzvah, what changes in her observance of mitzvos from the day before she was bas mitzvah to the day she was after bas mitzvah? It was the same. Nothing outwardly changed. And therefore he said, what exactly is there to technically celebrate in an outward way? And therefore he says, even though there's simcha, there's rejoicing, but there's no reason to note with a suda anything particular in her shmiras mitzvos. And he says that Rav Yosef says in Bava Kamma that it's now that I'm a chayv mitzvah, that's a big deal. And he goes on to explain why he thinks that's different. And he says lechein hayazed davar hanikar vayashay chashas v'suda. But he says if there's nothing changing practically in the way that a young woman is fulfilling mitzvahs, therefore he doesn't feel a reason that there should be a sudas mitzvah celebration with a meal for her becoming a bas mitzvah. Who agrees with Avraham Valkin and Rav Moshe Feinstein? The Sitz Eliezer of Elzer Waldenberg in Chelik Yud Ches was against the bas mitzvah, and he says, "V'nar ha'isi v'gam zakanti." He says, "I was young, and now I'm old." V'larisi bein b'machna charedim l'dvar Hashem shenigu. I did not see in any of the religious communities Oshialu al sifsei kachem rayon zeh or anyone who had such an idea la'aroch chagigas bas mitzvah have a bas mitzvah party. Diyedu v'hevinu d'akapanim midehiru lo yotzu ma'amad kazeh yeh asher yeh. It never was a thing. We never did it. It shouldn't be done, and let's leave it alone. The Talas Shemayim. In Zakdama, the Deborah Tina Ravin, the Bear Motion, Chelik Aleph, the Divrei Yisrael, Yisrael Velts, in the Kutei Chuvas, the Chuvas Mikra Mayim, all say as well that there's no reason there should not be a Bas Mitzvah party. Rav Moshe Sternbach, in the Chuvas Hanagos, in Chelik Aleph, and again in Chelik Hay, says that it's a violation of Chadash Asim in the Torah to do new things that weren't done in the past. And he agrees that the family should make a special day, that the young girl should put on a new dress, make a shafianu, like the Ben Yishchai said. The father should give her a bracha and give her a gift and speak to her about the importance of Kabbalah Salmitzos, but nothing more than that should be done. I once heard a story from Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, who is the Rosh Beis Medrash in Hasmonean High School in London, the editor of all of the new editions of the Maharal. The following story, if anybody can confirm the details, you know, that would be great. But I once heard him tell a story that Rabbi Eliezer Rosner, who's the rabbi in Montreal, he was pressured by his congregation to have a bas mitzvah in their shul because the other Orthodox shuls, which are run by YU Rabbanim, were having them. So he asked his rabbi, Rav Huttner, what to do. And Rav Huttner told him to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik, send a shiloh to Rabbi Soloveitchik. And whatever Rabbi Soloveitchik says, you should do, because the most of the community is affiliated with YU. So he got a letter back from Rabbi Soloveitchik, which he says he never held on to. So we don't have any written proof for this. Rabbi Salavitch told him that it was usur and they shouldn't have a bas mitzvah party and it shouldn't be done. So he said that he showed the letter to other YU rabbanim and they told him, well, we didn't ask Rabbi Salavitch, you did. So we don't have to follow the letter. And Rav Huttner told Rabbi Elazar Razner that he had to listen to Rabbi Salavitch and there was no bas mitzvahs. I never heard the story anywhere else. Interesting story. If anybody can confirm or deny, you know, please let me know. So those are the people who were in the camp against it. Who is in favor of the bas mitzvah celebration? In favor is the Yaskel Avdi, Rav Avadja Hadaya, the great Sephardi posek in Eretz Yisrael, in Chelek Beis Orachaim Simchav Ches. He says that we can learn from the Ben Ish Chai that it's proper to make a Sudas bas mitzvah. The Ben Ish Chai said it's okay. But for some reason, it wasn't the minhag in Baghdad. But there's nothing wrong with it. The Divrei Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Vel, so he questions how the Yaskel Avdi can make a jump from what the Ben Ish Chai said. I don't think it's such a far jump. The Ben Ish Chai said, there's nothing wrong with the Sudas Mitzvah, we just don't do it. Rav Avadja Yosef in Yabi Omer Ochan Chelek Vav, Yechavadas Chelek Beis, Helichos Olam Chelek Beis says that there's definitely a mitzvah to make a Sudas Bas Mitzvah based on the above Marashal. She's becoming Chayv Mitzvos. That should be a celebration. He rejects Rav Moshe and says that every mitzvah a woman does is valuable. And she becomes Mitzuva Va'osa. She's commanded by Hashem. That's a big deal. The Tshuvas Be'er Sarim attacks Rav Avadja Yosef for basing his psak on the Ben Ish Chai. The Tshuvas Maros Yisrael Chelek Beis says that Rav Avadja Yosef is not based on the Ben Ish Chai. It's based on the Maharshal that being Chayv in Mitzos is a reason to make a celebration. And in the Haskama to the Tshuvas Maros Yisrael, Rav Avadja Yosef writes a letter and he thanks the author for his defense of his Tshuva against the Be'er Sarim. The Be'er Sarim is Rav Yaffa Schlesinger from one of the Norwegian countries. He's the one who gives the Hashkacha on Rikola. So it's the same guy. So in the Yalka Yosef in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, it says that it gives chizuk and chinuch to the Bnos Yisrael, and it's a minag tova, good custom. There should be Divrei Torah, Jewish songs. It should be appropriate in Sanua. You know, Ivdu as Hashem besimcha v'gilu berada. Every celebration should have a sense of rejoicing, and also Yiras Shemayim should be appropriate. You know, does that mean the Coke and Pepsi is part of the celebrations? I'm not sure, but there should be something with Yiras Shemayim and something with Torah as well. Rav Nevensal, in his comments in his Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, says that the minhag in Germany of Medinas Ashkenaz was to make a Sudas Bas Mitzvah when the girl turned the age of 12. And they would have a family gathering with friends together in Germany, and that was the minhag in that community. Rav Yitzchak Nisim writes in the Torah journal Noam, in Kovet Zion, that he has a tshuva of one of the great Sephardi Gedolim, the author of the Chaim V'Chesed, and it says that a person, Demisha Osa Suda B'Yom Shibita Necheses B'Chiyah Mitzvahs Hayna Bas Yubei Shana B'Yom Echad to Yisuras Mitzvah. When a person makes a party when his daughter turns 12 years old, it's a Suras Mitzvah, it's a Minag Nachon, it's a proper thing, and it's the right thing to do. And that was the Minag in France. Rav Meshulam Roth writes in the Tshuvas Kol Mevaser, allowing for a Bas Mitzvah party in the following setting. A day of rejoicing. There should be family and friends. Bebeisa in the house. Obebe sefer or in the school. Livnos shehi lo medispo, where she learns. Vayuchal hamora desham, the teacher, the Rebbe, whoever it is. Lahartzos hartza minyana diyuma, to talk about the parsha, talk about becoming chayv mitzvos, lahar v'chobas bas Yisrael, what it means to be a Jewish woman, and to give her a chizak on that day. So he says it's appropriate to have a bas mitzvah party. But however, the most moving and the most beautiful tshuva is that of the Sudei Yesh. I'd like to learn the tshuva of the Sudei Yesh together with you, because it really is a really, really beautiful piece about chinuch of young Jewish women, about a bas mitzvah celebration, and what it means to, what these celebrations should be. I remember a number of years ago, they had like in the news, there was a guy who had a bas mitzvah for his daughter in the Rainbow Room over NBC Studios, and they had all types of celebrities there and things like that. You know, that is certainly not the spirit of what becoming Chayv Mitzvos is about. But really, let's read together this beautiful tshuva from Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg. He says, "V'yesh to'anim neged ha'heter shechagigas bas mitzvah." He says some people say you shouldn't have a bas mitzvah party. Mishum shu neged minag hadoros hakodmim, wasn't done in the past. Shlo nagu minag zeh, we never had such customs. Of a be'emes ein zeh taina. That's not a point. We also didn't have formal Jewish education for women in the past. Because everybody generally stayed from. You could grow up in a from city. Just by breathing the air of the city, you stayed from. And you knew how to be Jewish. And the Jewish woman who grew up in a Jewish home didn't have to do anything to feel Jewish or to be inspired to be Jewish. It was just part of growing up in that atmosphere. As if they nursed Judaism from their mothers. Aval achshav nishtanu hadaros, but things are very different. Shinoi atzum, greatly different. Hashbas harachova keres milev kol nar v'nara, the influence of the street has uprooted the hearts of every young Jewish man and woman. Kol zik shal yad, that's what it means to be Jewish. V'banos mischanachos v'batei sefer nachrim, the girls are going to public schools of v'batei sefer chilonim. Shinim shoktim lahashish b'leiv talmidim o'av avas haTorah v'Yisrael, they're not getting avas haTorah and the love of Israel in their hearts from their homes. Uleminage hakodesh shal yadash hashlema, to know what it means to be a Jew properly. Achshav motel aleinu lerakez, therefore we need to get together. Kol kochoseinu v'chinucham shalbanos, and we need to educate the Jewish women. V'rezekvar machiv leib, it hurts the heart. Shebchinach hakali, in secular education, limudei safos, sifros, chilonis, languages, literature, science, madi hateva, v'droch do'agim levanos k'mo levanim. There we want the girls and the boys to be, you know, the same. V'ilu b'chinach hadati, but when it comes to religious education, limudei tanach, learning tanach, safros musa shel chazar, learning hashkafa, chinuch lemitzos, learning how to do halacha lemaisa, shahanashim chavosim, that women have to do. Mizenichim legamre, we totally abandon the women. Baruch Hashem, we're much better when the Sudeish wrote this tshuva, but the point at that time stands in the same way. La Shreinu Andu Gedal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, the Torah leaders have come, Bedor HaKodim, the previous generation, Al HaKalkala, through this damage, Hazos, V'tiknu Mosa Shal Torah V'chizuk Date Ba'ad Ben Yisrael, and we established fine, lovely Jewish places of education for Jewish women. V'kamas Reshus Gedol Makifa Shal Beis Yaakov, we have Beis Yaakov's, Hiafkana Hanahadra B'yoser Shal Dereinu. He said, perhaps the greatest, most beautiful display of Judaism in our generation is the establishment of the Beis Yaakov's, V'shuras HaYigayin HaYashra Chovas Yikaron HaPedagogi Mechayev, and good pedagogical reasoning demands, Kimat, Lachug Gam Labas Es Hagasa L'chiyah Mitzvos. You must celebrate when a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah. He says, I understand. Her brother has a bar mitzvah, and there's friends, and there's presents, all types of things, and she gets nothing. How do you think she's going to feel about her Judaism when her brother has a whole bar mitzvah celebration, and she gets schnapps, you know, some kichel and some herring, and that's the end of the show for her? Asher b'shtachim acherim kvar zochu b'zikon emancipatzei kaviyachol. Women are, you know, there's women's liberation and emancipation, all different types of things, and they're going to feel that, like, what are you getting here? Why would a girl want to remain from and be involved in Torah Judaism when she sees all types of other opportunities for her, and she's not being celebrated when she becomes Chayv Mitzvos? V'af shenot ani lahatir b'chigas bas mitzvah. And he says, yes, I'm 100% for a bas mitzvah celebration. Mikamakom maskam ani l'das hagon Moshe Feinstein. I agree with the Rigos Moshe that it shouldn't be in a Beis HaKnesses, even if it's at nighttime, when nobody is there. It should be in a private area, or it should be in a hall somewhere, that the Rav is Yidrosh b'fnei Habas, the rabbi of the community should speak in front of the girl, Habogeres Drosha Ma'alifa, something that is inspiring her, Lazir Liyos Shomeres Hayom B'Halah Mitzos, in order to keep the Mitzos, B'dvarm Shebein L'Makom, between her and Hashem, and to have a relationship with Hashem, hatipo v'china chabanim, to raise a Jewish home, v'chova se'idon v'chizek v'bav limud haTorah, to value Torah learning in her home, shmiros ha-mitzvos, v'haisa shakuda l'seis ha-nebe ishuhu tamachach n'yirshamayim, to think about marrying and having a home of Torah n'yirshamayim, v'chol ha-dvar me'elahim ta'amim gedolim. These are all big reasons, l'hatra chigazu afil l'fi shita sagra, even to allow it according to the Vilna Gaon, who's very machmer about walking in the ways of the non-Jews, shehagu machmer ma'od bin yarmela, and who's very machmer about these things, but he says, nevertheless, certainly says, not only is it not usher, but it's almost a chiyuv, it's a mandate to have a bas mitzvah celebration in our generation, in order to, that the young woman should have a proper Jewish education, a connection to Torah, mitzvos, avos Hashem, Yerushalayim, and all those things. So this topic is discussed others as well. I think we hit most of the high parts. The Tshuva's Divrei Shalom seems to be unsure about the issue. He says the vision to Rebbe of Muncie was very machmer about these things. Rebbe Yosef Ephraim is not as forbidding as his Rebbe Moshe Feinstein. The Tshuva's Shar Shimon, the Tshuva's Sheva Rapa, Rebbe Yisrael Harfenis, and the Chinuch Yisrael is against Bas Mitzvah parties. Tshuva's Mechker Yeret says it's allowed for just women, not men, to go. The Maisa Rav, the Chaznish Chelek Gimel, the Chaznish says his own reasons for not having it. So it's a big discussion, certainly in our community, and the constituency that we're talking to right now. Bas Mitzvah celebrations have become the standard. We should try to, in best of our abilities, to make sure they come with a sense of a simcha, but also your shemayim, to focus on the right things, the right messages of what it means to become Chayv Mitzvah, not to get lost in the silliness that sometimes comes with these parties and these events. And Baruch Hashem, we've come a long way from Judith Kaplan's Bas Mitzvah 100 years ago. And we're doing, I think we're doing much better than that when it comes to our Bas Mitzvah celebrations. And we should continue to go Mechayel L'chayel and being Mechanech our Jewish daughters. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. Yeah, she starts best, yes. Okay.